Hello. The theme of this audioboo is musical, and I'm going to play you a number of pieces by composers who have left behind them very, very famous music, but they were one-hit wonders. In other words, they wrote one opera, which is famous, but they never, as far as I know, wrote another opera in their life that was performed, and certainly they never wrote an opera which became a hit. And I have nine of these kind of people, and just to give you an idea of the journey that we're going to go on in this piece, we'll begin way back with Purcell, Dido and Aeneas, Beethoven's Fidelio, Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel, Ponchielli's La Gioconda, von Flautau's Martha, William Balfe's The Bohemian Girl, Prokofiev's The Love of Three Oranges, Bartok, Duke Bluebeard's Castle, and Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. So that's it. If you have absolutely no interest or love of opera, maybe that's as far as you actually want to go. But I'll do my very best to take you through these nine pieces as quickly as possible, and you can come back to them in your own time. It's difficult to stop it. That's Henry Purcell, wonderful English composer. That singing was Janet Baker, who I saw sing many times in the English National Opera, in Covent Garden, and also at Glyndebourne. An amazing woman. That was a live recording from 1966. It feels almost sacrilegious to call the next guy a one-hit wonder. But in the area of opera, he certainly was. He left behind only one opera, and yet he's perhaps the most famous composer of all time. So see what you think. Maybe you'll think that it would have been good for him to have stuck at the old opera, or maybe you'll be glad, you know, he didn't turn in another one. At this point in the opera, prisoners are have filed out into the yard outside. And this is known as the Prisoner's Chorus. They're a pretty messy lot and they've been in terrible conditions. They've come out into the light for the first time in ages. I suppose we should stop it, otherwise we'll never get to the on with the journey. But it is really a shock to people to discover that Beethoven only wrote one opera. Another German now, an opera called Hansel and Gretel, a story I'm sure you know very well. Okay, we'll just move into another German, see what you think of this guy. Well, it's come to a stop for some reason, just as we near the end of the opera. It's right at the very end of the opera. It's not often performed. I've never seen it live myself, so we'll pass on. An Italian opera, one of my favourite operas of all time, being sung by the opera singer who I think is probably for me the greatest soprano of all time. It's easy in that piece of music to realise that she began her career as a mezzo-soprano and singing Wagner. There are some very early recordings of Maria Callas singing Wagner. And I remember the shock I had when I discovered that. But what a low register, you know, what an incredible low register. Now that Ponchielli's opera is just magnificent. Piece of drama. It's full of it, you know, and there's all sorts of people dying and threatening to die, and that's actually all about suicide, that one there. Okay, we'll move on now. We'll move on quickly to an opera I've never seen live, but I think you'll know some of the music from it. Well, the next piece is from an opera called Martha by Flauto. I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but it's been sung by everybody. Every tenor worth his salt in history has sung this, and yet the guy only wrote one opera. You'll know it. Oh, come to a stop. Well, there's some sort of... This is Alfredo Kraus singing, and I'm not sure what's happened. Oh, he just lost his voice for a minute. Oh, this is terrible. This is... I mean, Gili sang this, Domingo sang this, Pavarotti sang this. Okay, Alfredo, we'll say cheerio to you for the moment, and thank you very much. And we're now going to change rhythm and tone dramatically. Oh yes, it's time for an Irish opera composer, being sung by the most luscious voice you could imagine. Michael William Balfe, 1808 to 1870. He actually wrote 38 operas, so he's the exception to the rule here. This is the only one that's ever performed. This is Jessie Norman, a huge, big, wonderful black woman with the most... glorious. Yes, William Balfe, Bohemian Girl. I remember confusing it once with Bohemian Rhapsody. So now we're going to move into the modern era. We really are. We're going to move right up to the 20th century opera with Prokofiev. So here it is in French. The original was in Russian. Okay, so there we are from Russia. Let's move on. We'll go to Duke Bluebeard's castle and I'll play you a little bit of that. This is Bar Talk. This is very dark. This opera lasts 58 minutes or thereabouts, depending on how long the conductor plays it for. But there are only two characters in it. This, in case you know the opera already, is from door 7 in it. During the opera, they go through a number of doors. Okay, I did see that opera once in the English National Opera, and it was an endurance, but it felt like a bit of an education. Okay, we come to the final one now. And Gershwin, how many operas did he write? I thought to myself that he must have written several others. But no, the only one he wrote was Porgy and Bess. So we'll play out on Porgy and Bess on a journey that's taken us from England to Germany to Italy to Austria to Ireland to Russia. Do you know, I'm not even sure I can remember where Bartok was from. Doesn't matter. And back to the United States at the end. This opera was premiered in 1935 in Boston. This is, by the way, a very controversial song. So why did Gershwin only write one opera then? I wonder. And apart from one of the people on the collection, all of them have only written one.